When Yaakov is dramatically reunited with his son Yosef after many, many years of separation, he says Shema. That's what Chazal teach us. Shema? At that very moment of reunification? Shouldn't he be saying hello to his son? The rabbis explain that in that moment of extreme emotion, extreme feeling, Yaakov channeled his feelings towards God. Not only that, he channeled his specific parental feelings of love towards God. The Ve'ahavta, he turned towards Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. He had a moment of extreme joy, extreme closeness, extreme love. In a certain sense, he used his closeness of his child, and he directed it towards God. In Parshas Bichukos, the Torah presents an interesting law called Erechim. There's a concept that one can designate the value of a human being to God. It's basically, to make sense of this, it would be like you love, I don't know, let's say you love, David so much. You say, David, I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm going to give you to God, right? Now, we don't offer our children as sacrifices, right? But I love God so much, I'm going to give you my son, right? So that's not literal, but the value of one's son is literal, right? Whatever that means, right? Dmei alai or erechin alai, right? So the concept here is that when directing our love to God and developing our relationship with God, we take it very seriously in very real and very human terms. I love Hashem. I love God so much. I'm going to give you my, I don't know, my best friend or this person or my dad or, that's how much I love you. That's how much I want to give. I want to give David to, to God. It's in a certain sense a synthesis of the relationships between you and other people and Hashem, right? Something very real and inspiring, and truthful and honest about such an expression. Instead of offering money, here's God. Here's money, God. Right? It has value way greater than money. Has deep symbolic significance. May we be blessed to develop close, real, authentic, and emotional relationships with the people we love and with the God we love. Shabbat Shalom.